I don't know about you, but I could call down to the Mumbles every day of the week for a Joe's ice cream. As my wife might tell you, Joe's ice cream could be classed as my besetting sin. One sight I always enjoy down at the Mumbles is the lighthouse, which has stood at the end of those rocky promontories for the last umpteen years. It seems an iconic feature of the Mumbles, and I am sure that visitors over many generations have enjoyed that sight. One of my bucket list items in latter years has been to walk over to the lighthouse at low tide, and this I was able to achieve last year when babysitting my grandson, complete with him riding on my shoulders. I can assure you, the view back over Swansea Bay is well worth the effort. As I stood there and looked at the lighthouse, being so close to it, I wondered just how many lives its presence had saved over the years since it had been built. After all, this is the purpose of the lighthouse, not just to look good and add a feature to the local landscape, but to save life from the danger of the sea and shipwreck. There are so many of these structures dotted around the coast of the British Isles alone, leave alone around the coasts of so many countries of the world, all with one purpose, for warning and the saving of lives. Apparently, the world-famous Eddystone Lighthouse bears the inscription, "To give light and to save life." When I first saw that inscription many years ago, I thought that it could also be said of the Lord Jesus Christ and his purpose in coming into the world, to give light and to save life. Thinking of the first phrase, to give light, I remembered what Jesus said when he said, "I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in the dark, but shall have the light of life." When my mother was widowed, winter time was a problem to her when she wanted to walk from the cul-de-sac where she lived in Forestfach out onto the Carmarthen Road. Consequently, she always kept a torch in her sideboard drawer, and when winter came, she made sure she had new batteries for it. She then set out, confident it would light the way for her to negotiate the unmade road which connected the two. Once that was in her hand and the light was shining, she could walk with confidence. Similarly, when Jesus has been invited into our hearts and lives, he becomes our light to guide us safely through this life with all its associated difficulties and problems which might trip us up, and out into the next, when there will be no need of artificial light, for he will be the light of that wonderful place called heaven. But the other phrase on the plaque said that the purpose of the lighthouse was to save life. For the mariners of yesteryear, the rocky coastline was always going to be a problem. If the storms came up and the winds blew on shore, the sailors always feared being blown onto the rocks, afraid they might perish. Consequently, as the years passed, different communities would spare no effort, energy, and expense to construct the lighthouse in order that life might be saved. These communities placed such a high value on the lives of the sailors that nothing was too much trouble to ensure that life should be saved. What a wonderful and simple illustration this is of the reason for which Jesus came into this world. Writing in a letter to his friend Timothy in chapter 1 and verse 15, the Apostle Paul tells us that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. To maintain the analogy, it's as if Jesus was aware that these lives of ours, our ships if you like, were heading for the rocks. No matter how we tried to steer them away, he knew that they would end up shipwrecked, a condition that would adversely affect our eternal destination. In order to steer us from the inevitable shipwreck and guide us into safe seas, he came just to where we were in order to save life. The fascinating thing is that in order to save my life and yours, he needed to forfeit his when he died on the cross at Calvary. Today, Jesus wants to be invited into each of our lives to provide a guiding light home and in order to save my life and soul. The thought for today is he just a remote landmark on the horizon of history, or has he been welcomed into my life? May the Lord bless you richly.